Somebody who planted seedless onion or Egyptian beans, and he had the mind to eat the bean, he didn't plant it for the seed. That you refrain from watering them 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah. And since you refrain from watering them for 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, it will not have the same din as vegetables. As vegetables are frequently watered, and these items, if you don't water them 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, will not give it a din of vegetables. So therefore, with regards to Meiser, it has the same din as whatever din it had in the year that you planted it in and that it took root in. And if you planted it and it took root in the second year, then it will have a din with lane in Meiser. As a second year produce, you would take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, you wouldn't take off the Meiser Anias, even though it was harvested in the third year. And with regard to vegetables, whichever year it's harvested in, that's the din it will have, lane in Meiser. But these things, since you didn't water them 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, we do not regard them as vegetables. So we would go by the year it took root in, and since it took root in the second year, that will be its din lenian meiser. Umutara mishvias, and it would also be mutter for shvias. It won't have kedusha shvias. If you planted it in the sixth year, and you were praying for watering it 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, and then it was harvested during the year of shvias. Even though, as far as vegetables are concerned, in such a case that you harvested it in the year of shvias, it would have kedusha shvias, it would have the din of shvias. But since you had refrained from watering these things 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, it does not have the same din as vegetables. Instead, whichever year it took root in, that's the year it will be lenian shvias. So since it took root in the sixth year, not the seventh year, it does not have kedushat shvias. It has the din of produce of the sixth year that you would take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. But if you did not refrain from watering them 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, in such a case, it would be forbidden on Shvias. It was harvested during the year of Shvias. It would have Kedusha Shvias, and since you did not refrain from watering them 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, it has the same din as vegetables that is determined by which year you harvested it in. And Lenin Meiser also would have the din of the next year, meaning it would have the din of the year that you harvested it in. If you harvested it in the third year, it would have a din, Lenin Meiser, of the third year, even though it took root in the second year. If these seedless onions or Egyptian beans were planted in a sadeh ba'al is a very moist land that does not have to be watered a lot. So in such a case, it wouldn't be enough that you refrain from watering it for 30 days. And since a sadeh ba'al doesn't need to be watered frequently, sometimes even by regular vegetables, you wouldn't water it for 30 days. So the fact that you did not water it for 30 days will not take it out of the clout of vegetables. So according to Rabbi Meir, you would have to refrain from watering it for two times that you would normally water vegetables. If during the two times that you normally would water vegetables that are growing in a sadeh ba'al, you refrain from watering the b'tzalim sarisim or the pu'am mitzri. In such a case, it would no longer have the din of vegetables since you have refrained from watering it for shteonos, for two periods in which you would normally water vegetables. And this month of shteonos is longer than the time of 30 days that it would have if it was planted in a sadeh that was not a sadeh ba'al. And the Chacham holds that it's not enough that you refrain from watering it for two times that you normally water vegetables that are planted in a sadeh ba'al. Instead, you would have to refrain from watering it for three times that you would normally water vegetables that were planted in a sadeh ba'al if you refrain from watering the b'tzalim sarisim or the pu'am mitzri that are planted in a sadeh ba'al for three onos, for three normal periods that you would water vegetables that were planted in a sadeh ba'al. In such a case, it no longer has a din of vegetables, and it would not be determined by which year it would have linen meiser and shvias, by which year it was harvested in. Instead, we would determine which year it has a din of, by which year it took root in. And since you refrain from watering it, it does not have a din of vegetables, which goes by the year it was harvested. Instead, it has a din by whichever year it took root in. That would be its din, linen meiser and linen shvias, according to the Chacham. Gourd that had fully grown during the year prior to Shvias, but you left it in the ground so it had developed seed. And hokshu lufnei Rosh Hashanah, beniftu l'me'erchu adam, mutar l'kayma b'Shvias. If it had totally hardened prior to Rosh Hashanah and Shvias, and it was no longer edible, in such a case you're allowed to keep them around during the year of Shvias. And since it hardened prior to Shvias and was no longer edible, it doesn't have kedusha Shvias. So therefore you can keep them around as if it had to do such spirits, you wouldn't be allowed to keep them around, as perished spirits eventually have to be gotten rid of. But these are not considered perished spirits, since it was no longer edible prior to Rosh Hashanah of the spirits here. Vimla, also the kind of spirits. But if not, if it had not hardened prior to Rosh Hashanah of spirits, in such a case, since it was left in the ground during the year of spirits, it has the din of perished spirits, and they're not allowed to keep them around during spirits. Hatmar Shalahab Asura Bishvir. The buds of these gourds are forbidden to be kept around on spirits, as the buds of the gourd are called smarm because they look like smarm prior to their opening. And even if the gourd hardened prior to the year of spirits, but the buds do not get hard, and therefore since they left the gourds in the ground and the buds are still edible, they are considered perished spirits, and I'll keep them around during spirits, as perished spirits eventually had to be gotten rid of. You can water white dirt, meaning to say a field in which vegetables grow. There's a lot of water during the year of spirits, according to Rabbi Shimon. As you allow to water them on spirits so that the vegetables will grow in the year after spirits. If you're not watering them to plant it during the year of spirits, obviously you're watering them so that you can plant them the year after spirits, so it's mutter to water them on spirits. So too, you can water them the year prior to spirits, so that will cause the vegetables to grow on spirits, even though you're not allowed to plant on spirits. But in this case, you planted them prior to spirits, and you're watering them prior to spirits so that it will grow on spirits. That would also be mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon. But the other Ben Yaakov offers to water a field on spirits, even though you're watering it so that the vegetables will grow after spirits. Marzen Bar is for spirits. You allow to water a field in which rice is planted during the year of spirits. And a field in which rice is planted requires heavy watering. That's why he said the lashon marzen, which literally means to stir the water. And even though it requires heavy watering, you allow to water it during the year of spirits, because if you don't water it, the field will be ruined and it won't grow rice after spirits either. Rabbi Shimon said, but you cannot cut the leaves from the rice plant. So even though you're allowed to water it, you cannot cut off the leaves from the rice plant on spirits.